Destiny's Child, 8:37 with Pete and Kimber, Mix 94.5. Good morning. Every Wednesday, we catch up with our mate Benny Cousins. Good morning to you, Ben. Welcome to the show.
Pete, Kimber, how are we?
We're good, bud. You'd normally be joining us here in studio, but we've given you a leave pass because you've got a really big coaching gig on.
Well, it is a big job. I'm coaching my daughter's inter-school football team, so we've had training before school, so it's been great. We actually, the enthusiasm and participation so big that we've actually put in two teams. So the girls getting involved. It's a lot of fun. And the other reason I think I am not in the studio this morning is in part was because I was not looking forward to reenacting that live picture that you keep bringing up on
air. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry, that's not going to go away. We're going to talk about... we'll bring you in with some football chat and then we're going to come up with the nude photo shoot later.
Hey, does your daughter play it down that my dad is, champion West Coast Eagle or Richmond Tigers, Ben Cousins, and he's coaching us? Or does she buy into it?
She's a bit, not oblivious, but she doesn't, she doesn't acknowledge too much the fact that I've played football. But, I was just back when she, came home and was, enthusiastic about it. That hasn't happened before. So, it should be a bit of fun.
Well, that's awesome.
Hey, Ben, we were very happy to see you on the front bar as well, chatting to the blokes. And we learned some things about you as well that we didn't even know. I didn't realise that you were such good friends with Brendan Favola.
Fair, yeah. Well, it's crossed paths a number of times. Over the journey, many times, I guess. But I did catch up with him on radio in particular one day. It was good to see him. He's actually he's in good nick, Big Fev, and the first thing he told me, he says he's still playing. He just kicked 8 on the weekend. He is a very funny, entertaining guy.
That's goals, by the way, for anybody playing along. When footy blokes say, "I kicked 8," that's goals, because you don't talk about the points.
No,
mate, we've got a bit of audio here from Fox FM and their breakfast show, Fifi, Fev and Nick. And Fev brought up the night that you had with him here in Perth, and it was really honest. We'll take a little listen to this.
I wasn't going, that well at the time, but, I do give it to you. Even after that night, I think there was a number of times where, I either received the call personally or someone close to me did from Fev who would call up just to make sure, I was going all right. And, we're good mates, but, life is so much better. And, when you strip it all, I've said it before, but when you strip it all back, it just gets back to, what makes you happy or whether you're, and for a long time I wasn't, there was huge parts of my life there where, I wasn't working, but I wasn't on holidays either. Mm. And, now it's just, life is so much about all the things I'm getting back in my life opposed to anything I'm supposed to be giving up or going without. It's not about that.
Right. And it was, talking in particular about the fact that you blokes spent 7 hours talking in a hotel room about life that night. And Fev had his own checkered past, and I'd say this was a bit past that, was it? And he was helping coach you through it.
Earlier in that interview, I explained that I had missed a flight, so I've missed a few in my time, but that way, so I had an extra night in town and was checked out of where I was staying, so I ran into him in the lift. And one of the things that to come out of my experiences and going through some hard times is I have been afforded so much support from different people. Sometimes people that I haven't necessarily had a long past with, but people that have been willing to help or support or give us a hand. And Fev's one of those guys. He's got a big heart. He really has. And The fact that he followed up and used to check in every now and then, I've got an enormous respect for him for doing that. And I think all of us could probably take a bit of that from him in just the way, you know, we treat our friends and whatnot, because at different times we all go through some struggles. You can't do it on your own. I certainly haven't been able to, and I've been afforded a second, third, fourth, and sometimes fifth chance, and unfortunately that's what is I've needed. But that's not to say I didn't sort of get there in the end.
Thanks, Benny. Like, we appreciate you being really honest and candid about it too. I think that, you know, you've said to us many times you're moving on with your life, you know that stuff went down and you can't ignore it, but at the same time you're looking positive and looking forward, and that's brilliant for you and for everyone who supports you as well.